Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting today on the readings for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 8 verse 23 to chapter 9 verse 3. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 27. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians chapter 1 verses 10 to 13 and verse 17. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's gospel chapter 4 verses 12 to 23. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is made his light and his help today. My brother, my sister, our Lord's evangelic intent is to reconcile the world to himself and to uphold the renewed family of God in Christ Jesus. Hence, God's word has been given to us because men and women evangelizers are needed in every age to preach the good news and to change people's life. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord has taken the initiative to invite us and has made us fishers of men and women in truth and spirit, to plant faith in the hearts of the faithless, hope in the hopeless, love in the loveless, and healing in the sufferers of oppression, marginalization, and abuse. Therefore, what must we do to be faithful to our calling as disciples, deacons, priests, teachers, parents, and champions of the good news of our Lord Jesus? The answer to that question is obvious in Jesus' action in today's gospel. He started his public ministry in Galilee, precisely from Capernaum, where the first exile of the Jews occurred in 722 BC. In other words, our Lord Jesus traveled from Judea to Galilee not only to bridge the old divide between the northern and southern kingdoms of God's people, but also to undo the reign of division, hatred, marginalization, and to re-establish the reign of God's family, which he started off with the call of the first four of the 12 apostles. And so, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus called his own people to repentance and chose among them 12 evangelizers to gather in Christ Jesus God's people scattered around the world and to offer them a new way of life in Christ Jesus. In other words, as co-evangelizers, parents, and ministers of the gospel of light, our first task is to renew ourselves, reject the spirit of division within us, and unite to conquer hatred and establish peace in our families and communities. Then our next mission is to transform our life and others. That is, to make our and their gladness greater, to increase our joy, and to offer ourselves and others a reason to rejoice, to be hopeful, and to believe that the Lord has broken and will break yokes in our hearts. However, we must never forget that the success of our evangelic mission depends on our relationship with Christ Jesus, a relationship that demands a constant renewal of values leading to a complete change of character and attitude. It does not happen overnight. It is a constant review, a constant renewal of self, a constant review of those values we hold on to. Thus, we must strive to become and possess a life that radiates the light which conquers fear and offers peace. Yes, the Lord has made us His light in the world and has made us His help in the world today. And He has granted us another opportunity this year to turn things around within your family, within your community, within your country. Make it new again. May the Lord bless us as we carry out His injunction this year. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. And Michael the Archangel, pray for us.